Hi, and welcome to the Expansion Podcast. And as always, this is Mo, joined by
Stavros. Can't be as always, because this is the first one.
That is true. You know, I think it is, because I always say that on my own podcast.
Of course.
It's just habit. I just always do it. It's like almost like my intro tagline.
So what you're saying is you don't put thought into your intros. I get it now. It's okay. It's cool.
I just, once you've done it over like 20 times, it becomes automated. That's what it is.
All right. Fair enough.
How about if you've done it over
300 times? I'm just saying.
Yeah. I've got 70 episodes. Allow me. But yeah. So yeah, this is Mo and Stav, and this is a new podcast, which you'll probably know, that our very first episode. And I don't know, Stav, what is this podcast even about? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, this is a podcast where we as podcasters will talk to other podcasters about podcasting, the world around it, the ins and outs, the problems, the highs, the lows, the stuff that goes on in the background, where we see it going, stuff like that. I think it started off as a, what do we call it, a lockdown thing, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think some of the conversations that me and you have, so I have my own podcast called Colour Out the Box. Do go listen and subscribe. And obviously, Stav has his podcast. He is it 1/5 or 1/4?
Fifth.
1/5 of ESN Pod, which is also known as Eloquently Saying Nothing podcast. So we, myself and Stav, met via the Twitterverse. He tweeted me to tell me that my audio was rubbish. And then from there, we built an amazing friendship.
Whoa, 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 whoa. That's not how this story went.
That's how I remember it.
No, what I remember is on your podcast, you have a thing at the end where you do your shout out to something or another. And I think you bigged up our podcast. You were speaking to your co-host at the time.
Yeah.
And you said, there's this podcast you listen to with five brutish black men that you're very afraid of. And, you know, you warn people of it. And I don't know if you tweeted us or if I just happened to see it searching for our name, but I saw it.
I think I probably used the hashtag. See, I'm very good at that. I always try and use pod hashtags.
Well, we can get into that conversation at some point in the future as well. Yeah. So I saw it. I listened to your podcast. And then I guess, so you're saying when I reached out to you, what I said was your audio was trash.
You told me you couldn't hear me properly. And you then went on to critique where I record, because I record at home, and said that, you know, I leave my windows open and I've got like hardwood floors, and just basically gave me some critique in quotation marks on how to correct it. So yeah.
And it's fine. Was that was that welcomed at, you know, criticism or what?
You know what?
You might as well tell me now.
As it burns me, it was kind of welcomed, because everything that you said was true. And it also, it gave me an opportunity to correct some things. And now I've become very sensitive about like the audio quality, much more than I was at the beginning. But yeah, so I appreciated the feedback, though at the time it did feel like daggers in my heart, but it's okay.
That's the first time I'm hearing that. I never knew that it was offensive or whatever.
Not offensive, but you know, when you've been like, because you know, when you first start, I actually just didn't know what we were doing. So yeah, it felt a little bit not hurtful, but it just, you know, you got the feedback, but we do ask for feedback, so it's fine.
All right. Well, so that's how we got to meeting each other. So how did we get to starting this podcast?
So I suppose it was a idea that I had. Yeah, I'm going to take the credit. And I think it was because of our conversations on the phone, where we've just talked about different things about podcasting, bouncing ideas off each other. And I was just like, okay, maybe we should record those conversations. See if anyone wants to listen. Why not?
Yeah. I guess that's how all good podcasts start, isn't it?
Exactly.
And we were just talking. We thought we might as well record it. See if anyone cares. So, yeah. So that would be the premise of the podcast. That's what we're going to do going forward. The idea is hopefully, like we say, to have other podcasters on and discuss things. So we're going to be reaching out to podcasters. So if you are listening and you are one of these podcasters, doesn't matter how big or small you may feel you are, if you want to join in the conversation, then by all means reach out at all of our socials, which is at the Expansion Pod.
Yep.
And you can DM us. Our DMs will be open. Mo's more than mine, but our DMs are open. So yeah, you can reach out and holler at us or find us on our individual socials. I'm at Stavros Boss and she is at?
At Mo, actually.
Yeah, so just get at us and we're happy to have one and all on. We haven't really discussed all this stuff, so maybe she's like grimacing as I'm saying this. I don't know. You're cool with that?
No, I'm cool with that. I feel like it's going to like evolve over time. So yeah. I like the idea of that, but I'm really looking forward to like speaking to some other podcasters about the highs, the lows, you know, the great moments, the challenging times and what they think.
Yeah. I'm going to date this actually, because on my first podcast, I've dated it because we recorded such a long time ago. I don't know when it was. And we posted, so I'm going into my own history now. So on the ESM podcast, before we ever went on iTunes, or because it was iTunes back then, or on Apple Podcasts, we were on, what is that blog that people used and they did a lot of porn and then they took it off and everyone got upset?
Tumblr.
That's where the podcast was on. Before it was ever on Apple, it was on Tumblr. Yeah,
we posted. I didn't even know that was even possible.
Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, the podcast was on Tumblr and...
You guys are real old school.
Yeah, we are old. For those who don't know, we started 2010. So we'll be reaching our 10-year anniversary shortly. And so we started on there. And because of that, and because maybe that page was deleted or whatever, and we started uploading to Apple later on, the dates are for the first, I don't know, 6 months or whatever. I can't remember how long it was, maybe a year. I don't remember anymore. But it's all jiggity. But on the first episode, I give the actual date and it's like, okay, so that's the day that we first recorded.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that today is the 26th of June, 2020.
Ah.
We are in the middle of an epidemic.
No, it's a pandemic.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
What's an epidemic?
I think an epidemic is one country or something like that. But I feel like on the scale, the pandemic is higher because it's global.
Well, we're in the middle of it and it's not a good look. 2020 is rough.
Yeah.
It's been rough for a lot of people.
Yeah. It's been a challenging year. Interesting, though.
Interesting is a word.
It's a word. Yeah.
So it's been challenging also in the realm of podcasting. So we are recording remotely. So Mo was ahead of the game because, as she said earlier on, she was recording from home with her own podcast. Yeah. So she's one step ahead of a lot of people who were recording in studios. And then when these studios closed because of COVID-19, or for people that are listening 20 years down the line and don't know what we're talking about, for those of you, COVID-19 came, closed down all the public spaces, including studios, and some podcasts left, never to return. I think that's going to be the case. Some are going to be gone and never going
to
come back.
I like to think they're on a hiatus. They'll
some
come back.
Are never coming back. Some are never coming back.
No, we don't know. They've gone on a hiatus.
I know. Some are gone and they're never coming back. Some left for a minute and they've come back already because they've now sorted out what to do remotely.
Yeah.
Some have gone, and when the studios are open, they'll return. Some were birthed during the pandemic, us and a few others. There are podcasts that have just started because people are at home, they're on furlough, they're not working, and they're figuring out what to do. Hence all the microphones being sold out on Amazon. I know I've had more questions about how to do a podcast in the last couple of months than I had in the last maybe year or so before that.
Everybody's very interested. I've had a lot of inquiries and I've been talking to a lot of new podcasters as well. Or people that are interested in starting a podcast. And one of the first things I'm like, what are you going to talk about? And it's like, we're just going to talk. I'm like, okay, about what's it going to stand out from everybody else's?
See, all right. So here we go. First point then.
Yeah.
Outside of the introducing ourselves and whatnot, blah, blah, that's all out of the way now. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Welcome everybody.
Welcome.
That's interesting because when people ask me about, I need help with a podcast, I don't ask what they're going to do. I don't think I care. All my thing is completely based on the, what's the word? like how to get started, what mics to use, where you're going to record, what programs you're going to use.
Technical.
I'm the technical person. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. By all means, we can discuss the other part of it. The what's the word? I'm losing all my words today. I've had no sleep in the last couple
content,
of days.
Content, the more kind right. of creative.
The creative side of it, yeah. We can deal with the creative side, but I feel that people should be free to do their own thing anyways. Obviously, I can guide people a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
But that's not what I'm interested in. Because I know that you yourself, whoever you are, will probably need a bit of tweaking. If you're not a creative person anyways, if your creative content is not going to be good, it's probably not going to be good. I doubt anything I'm going to say would assist with that. But I can help you with your sound. I can help make sure that you get it posted in the right place or you pay the least amount of money to do it, whatnot. That's what I know I can assist you with. Everything else is like it's up to you. It's in your hands.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. But I think sometimes when I say I give advice on, okay, what's your podcast going to be about? It's just, I think some people think they're just going to switch on the mic and just record the conversation with their friends. And sometimes that works. But even I just say, just do a pilot, see how it sounds. Because I've worked out from when I'm doing my podcast is that when you turn on that microphone, the dynamic changes quite dramatically. That person that you thought was like super chatty can all of a sudden be quite quiet. You think you've got loads of knowledge about a particular topic, but actually your mind goes blank. So I always just say like, okay, what is it about? What's your USP? How are you going to stand out? There are a lot of podcasts out there. So yeah.
So, okay, then, let's talk about our individual journeys and what is your USP and why did you get started?
Well, I have a strap line. So, one of the reasons why I got started, when did I start? Gosh, you know the year. When did I start? Was it 2016?
I can look on Apple Podcasts if you want.
Yeah, I feel like it was 2016.
You keep talking, I'll find out that for you.
Okay, so when I started... It's the reason why I started that I was basically listening to a lot of podcasts, but I was listening to a lot of US-based podcasts. I was struggling to find UK content and UK content from women around my age and background. So that's why I thought, okay.
Well, what age is that then, Mo?
That is, you know, redacted. And... So I just thought, okay, there's maybe like there's a potential gap there. And at the time, myself and my then co-host Jay, we were having like weekly catch-ups anyway. So we just thought, you know what, maybe there's an opportunity to make this into a podcast. But I would say, listen to the first episode. It was a bit wooden. We were a bit like, hello, welcome to... Yeah. Colour out the box, and you could tell we were a bit stiff, but over time that, you know, that loosened up, and I find it quite easy to record with her now, so which is quite good. But yeah, that was one of the reasons why I started my podcast. And the whole premise behind my one is it's about just conversations mainly between like Black women, sharing creativity, talking about life balance, and also exploring the culture, which is actually my strapline. But yeah, that's what it's about.
November 2016.
Oh, first episode. See, I knew it. 2016. Yeah, I remember. Oh my gosh, so I'll be coming up to my 4th year anniversary. Oh, I need to do something. Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah. So that was my pod journey.
Okay. That's interesting. So your advice is don't just get on the mic and chat with your friends without an idea because it might flop. Yeah. And that's exactly how I started.
Yeah. And how many episodes are you on?
No, I think we're on 200, like 56 or 57 or 50. Well, as this comes out, who knows? It'll be around 260 like official episodes.
Wow.
But then we've had bonus episodes, we've had interview episodes, and blah, 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 blah. So we're just under 300 somewhere.
So why did you guys start?
Thank you for asking me that, Mo.
You are welcome.
I, at the time, was watching a video review show called Spill. I actually like picking this thing up because, I just want to give the props to where I started. It was an animated movie review program on YouTube.
When you say video, are you talking VHS? Is that how far we're going back?
I'm an old school. No, it was on YouTube.
Oh, okay,
and
fine.
Yeah, they reviewed films and they animated themselves. And for me personally, it was very different from what I heard before. It was a black guy was the animator and the host, and he had a black friend and a couple of white friends. So it was four of them, and maybe one of them was black. Either way, basically, it was very down to earth, and it was exactly just like fellas talking about film, how fellas would talk about it. It wasn't a lot of film. Critique, and I'm a film buff. I like films as well, and they're very snobbish. And these guys were not snobbish at all. They were very down to earth, very okay. Just spoke as mates did. But it was animated as well. It was really good how it was animated. So any little side, but they made a lot of jokes, and all the jokes he would animate, like the little jokes. If he was talking about, I don't know, somebody was farting in front of him in the cinema, he would actually animate that scene as he was talking about it. I thought it was wicked. I can't animate, but I liked
like
the idea.
A lot of work though.
I can't imagine how he did it for so long, but he stopped now. But he's still doing Spill. It's grown into a just traditional podcast,
right? Okay.
And so he's got his own podcast network. You can check that out. I think you have to pay for it to actually watch most of the things or to listen to most of it. But
we
could
have that conversation at some point about paid content.
Monetizing your content. Interesting.
Patreon, PayPal, Cash App.
Yeah, send your money. Donations.
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 So I just wanted to do something like that with my mates. At the time, I don't think I was working full time. I've never not worked as an adult, but at the time, I was working part time. And because I'm a creative soul inside, I always find something to fill in the time. I don't get bored. I fill in the time with something.
Yeah.
And I bought a very, very cheap mic from the local computer shop dude. Plugged it into my computer, called one of my bedrooms to come round. That is DJ Webslinger. Came round to the house. He didn't live too far from me at the time, actually. And then he came into my bedroom and we started recording. He said, "What's a podcast?" I think he even says it on the mic. And then we start talking. Then my brother, who we all lived at home with my parents at the time, he came downstairs and said, "What are you guys doing?" Said, "We're recording a podcast." He said, "What is a podcast?" And I explained it to him and he said, "Well, you can't record without me on it." And that was it. The first episode, the three of us were there talking. You can hear it all as it happened. It was very rough around the edges. The quality is very, very, very poor. But like I said, it was a cheap mic and I didn't know what I was doing at the time. And then it just grew and grew and grew. And that's that. So I did it as a hobby, like just to do something.
Yeah.
That was how it started.
But I think I like the fact that your one also you use it as an opportunity for you and your friends to get together and have conversations to help keep you guys connected as well. So it's a way that you've kind of kept yourself going. I've listened to your podcast. You guys.
No, now that's the case.
Oh,
now
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the case. Yeah, but at the time, but when we first started, that wasn't the point. The point was just to try out this podcasting thing. And I invited somebody because I guess what we're going to discuss is in future episodes. I had no clue or idea that I could just sit there and talk to the microphone by myself. I wanted to have a conversation because I guess the inspiration I got was from people having a conversation. So although I didn't want to talk about film specifically, I didn't even consider just sitting in front of the microphone and talking myself to myself just so people could listen. I wouldn't really think anybody would care about that. But me and my boys were very... so this is before social media was popping off, and there's things they called influencers, or what's another word for them? Influencers is a good word anyways.
Yeah.
If before influencers on social media, you had influencers in real life, and that's what we were back at the time. So I knew people would listen because, we had people that were listeners to us in general.
Basically, you were popular guys.
At the time-ish, a little bit. Not anymore, because we're all old and decrepit now. But yeah,
and
at
wrinkly.
The time, it was a little bit popular. Sorry?
And wrinkly.
I'm not wrinkly yet. Okay. Just old.
Okay.
So, but it grew organically into other people saying, "Let me be part of it," or to joining in. It wasn't that it was my idea to have five of us in the beginning. Like I said, my brother inserted himself into the conversation, and I cannot for the life of me remember how Mr. Wolf and Simple Simon came into it. But we're all one big crew anyways, but I can't remember how they joined in.
You just kind of like added people.
I don't know if I added them or they added them. I'm assuming they added themselves. I doubt I would have gone out and said, "Oh, come on." I'm assuming they would be like, "Oh yeah, man, bring me in.
Okay. So cool. I like it. It's a nice pod story.
No, actually, there is a downside to this pod story.
Why? What is it?
After 3 years of recording, with very few listens, because, like we said, very early days of podcasting.
Yeah.
Nobody was listening to podcasts at the time.
What we also year was that?
2010,
yeah.
So that's when we started. Yeah, so 10 years ago as we're recording. Yeah, so obviously podcasts weren't popular. Like I said, we didn't even post them on Apple at the time. You know, in fact, most people didn't even have an iPhone. iPhone was a novelty back then. I know I had one, but most people didn't. So it wasn't big. Oh, that's why we posted on
Tumblr.
Because if you didn't have an iPhone, the chances are, well, you couldn't get the podcast anyway, because podcast apps weren't a big thing then anyways. Apple had this own podcast app, but other Android didn't necessarily have any.
I think I still
or if it had did, it wasn't something that... Sorry?
I think I still had a BlackBerry back in 2010.
Yeah.
I did.
It's true, no?
I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right, actually. And there was a podcast app on the BlackBerry.
Oh, see, I didn't even know that. There was.
But for us to be put on that.
BBM, Messenger, and emails. That was it.
No, you're absolutely right. So the Tumblr was for people to get it on all platforms, because, podcast apps were not exactly a thing back then. Too tough. But anyways, the point is, we set up a Facebook group to promote the podcast, and the Facebook group grew rather large and got quite popular, and that was very busy. It became a debate group, basically. So from a promo group, it became a debate group. And then because it was so much more popular than the podcast, we thought, well, clearly podcasts are not a thing. Nobody's listening. Let's stop. Or I said let's stop, because it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then we stopped. And we took a 3.5 year hiatus, nearly 4 year hiatus, or something like that, something along those lines. And by the time we came back, podcasts were a thing, and we were the new kids on the block all over again, even though we had done, you know, X amount of episodes. So that was not a good thing, I would say.
So you walked so we could run us later podcasters.
No, because of our space.
Yeah.
I can't claim that. I can claim being one of the first black podcasts in the UK. I do claim that. But I can't claim to have set any kind of ball rolling, because the ball was rolling when we weren't there. That's when things started to pop off. That's when people actually started to listen to podcasts. And that's when some of the podcasts got big.
Yeah.
When we weren't around. So I can't claim that. It's got nothing to do with me.
And I think later on in the series, we should discuss that in terms of some of those like big podcasts and, you know, this whole thing of now getting signed as a podcast to a platform. So the Spotify deals and potentially like where the industry is going, because at the moment, majority, I'd say, of podcasts are probably only monetized through advertising, but there's a whole load that are actually not making any money, including my own. So, we should have that discussion. Yeah. I don't know many podcasts that have adverts on it, actually.
Well, if you're on Anchor, you can do that. And we're going to get into that conversation at some point down the line too, I guess. Hello?
Yeah, no. I was
just checking.
I'm still here. I'm just thinking, shall we wrap?
Yeah. It was coming to a progressive end. We've introduced ourselves. You know who Mo is from Colour Out the Box podcast. You know who Staros is from the Eloquently Saying Nothing podcast. Yeah. You've heard our humble beginnings and also how we got to interlink with each other. And I think, and now you know what where the idea of the podcast came from and what we're looking to do in the future. Once again, if you are a podcaster yourself, please reach out and join us on a future episode at
The Expansion Pod on all socials, Twitter and Instagram.
And hopefully Facebook, if I get...
Oh, yeah, I always forget about Facebook. Sorry, I'm not really a Facebook kind of person.
Because you're not in the sweet spot age.
What's it?
You're not age, you're not older. Well, because young people at some point use it. Well, it used to be young people and old people, weren't it? And the people in the middle would be on Instagram and Twitter.
I think
even the young people have left now.
I had my Facebook and I basically stopped using it for about like 5 years. And then when I logged back in one time, the interface just looked so complicated. I just logged back out. and I've just not been back.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there we have the description of the quitter.
We have a Facebook page, yeah. Or we will have a Facebook page.
Yeah. So these episodes should be short and sweet. Shouldn't be any under an hour, hopefully. Shouldn't be any longer than that. And we'll bring our expertise and our knowledge to the masses.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Peace. Slack for life.
No, wrong podcast.
Yes. No. Slack for life.
You can't throw that one in. We're going to have to bleep that out.
Why? No. You said I can be free.
No.
You said I can be free.
You can't just cross branding, that in. It's not just the ethos of the expansion pod.
You know what I'll say is, it's not, you're not Slackfest, so fair enough. I can't actually include you in the
brand. Yeah, I don't know what that is, sorry.
Yeah, you couldn't be one of us.
You know what, I actually don't mind. That's fine.
I knew, and that's what makes you not like a good candidate to be one of us.
This is not something that I'm disappointed about, so it's okay, thanks.
If you knew, you'd want to be part of us. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that was good.
Are we naturals?
Yeah, I think keep it simple.